KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies. It's 56 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high around 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping Southwest Iowa news, a member of the Shenandoah High School cross-country team died after being struck by a car Tuesday morning as she ran during practice. The Iowa State Patrol says 14-year-old Kinsey Rooker of Shenandoah, who would have been a freshman this fall, died at the scene of the accident that took place around 7:15 a.m. Tuesday. According to reports, Rooker was running southbound on A Avenue at the intersection of Highway 2 and crossing the road when she was hit by an eastbound 2002 Mercury Sable driven by 27-year-old Brent McKinnon of Clarinda. The Iowa State Patrol says no charges have been filed. The accident remained under investigation. There won't be a need for a special Republican nominating convention in Cass County with six candidates on the ballot for the Board of Supervisors race in District 4. There was a chance that none would obtain the required 35% of the vote needed in order to avoid a special convention, but that situation was averted when Steve Beyer of Griswold came away with Tuesday's primary election with 170 votes, or nearly 40% of those cast. In District 1, Steve Green grabbed 59.1% of the vote, ensuring that there would be no need for a convention in that three-man Republican race. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones offered his thoughts on his loss against Green in Tuesday's primary.
I'll still be mayor until December 17, and then I'll make some decisions then what my plans are going to be after that.
In Cass County District 5, incumbent Republican Frank Waters garnered 56% of the vote in his three-man race, and incumbent Republican Auditor Dale Sunderman received 54.1% of the votes cast in his win over Wendy Richter. Now, Green, Beyer, and Sunderman move on to represent the Republican Party in the November general election. Voter turnout in Cass County was 20.5%, or 1,982 ballots cast out of 9,884 registered voters. In Audubon County, incumbent Republican Sheriff Todd Johnson was defeated in the primary by his deputy and fellow Republican Brian Julesgaard. Julesgaard came away with 53% of the vote to Johnson's 47%. And incumbent Republican Todd Nelson lost in his bid for re-election to the Audubon County Board of Supervisors in the primary when Rick Thompson garnered 36.4% of the vote. In Guthrie County, Jack Lloyd won the three-way Republican race for the Board of Supervisors in District 1 when he received 46.1% of the votes cast. In Shelby County, incumbent Republican Steve Kenkel and Charlie Parkhurst were the winners in the three-way race for the Board of Supervisors, and they move on to the November election. In Montgomery County, incumbent Brian Amos got the nod for re-election over his Republican opponent Mike McCunn with his 16% margin of victory in the District 3 race for the Board of Supervisors. Voter turnout in Montgomery County was only 12.39%. And in Pottawatomie County, Republicans Marilyn Joe Drake and Tim Wichman moved on to the November general election, where they will face Democrat Bart Randolph for two seats on the Board of Supervisors. Five candidates have been vying for the chance to move on to November in Tuesday's primary. There were no contested races to report in Adair or Adams counties. Elsewhere in the news, the Creston Police Department says they received two reports of vandalism recently. On Tuesday, a resident in the 600 block of North Elm Street reported her shed was vandalized sometime between 8:45 and 10 p.m. Tuesday, and air was let out of her vehicle's tires. The damage was estimated at $100. And a resident of Prescott reported a padlock was cut off a shed in the 500 block of South Vine Street in Creston. That incident happened sometime between 3 p.m. Sunday and 3 p.m. Tuesday. A steel 18-inch chainsaw and steel weed eater were stolen. The loss there estimated at $260. Creston police said also 44-year-old Shane Jeremy Hoyle of Creston was arrested last night for public intoxication, second offense. He was later released on $1,000 cash bond. And police in Red Oak are investigating a hit-and-run accident that took place sometime between 10:30 p.m. Tuesday and 5:45 a.m. today. Authorities say a 2001 Ford Taurus was legally parked in the 1100 block of North 2nd Street when an unknown vehicle collided with the left rear corner of the car, causing about $2,000 damage. If you have any information about that incident, you're asked to call Red Oak Police at 712-623-6500. In our funeral announcements, John Bierbaum, age 57, of Griswold, died Thursday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for John Bierbaum will be today at 11 o'clock at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Neil Pesci, age 67, of Portsmouth, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial service for Neil Pesci will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Donald Reinertsen, age 88, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Donald Reinertsen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Edwin Fernand C., age 93, of Avoca, died Monday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Erwin C. will be held on Thursday at 1:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Dwayne Kropf, age 90, of Kimbleton, died Sunday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Dwayne Kropf will be held on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Marjorie Bentley, age 93, of Carson, died Monday. Funeral services for Marjorie Bentley will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Macedonia United Methodist Church. Reagan V. Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Edward Ed Zeno Linen, age 81, of Harlan, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Ed Linen will be Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Julianne Cheslevig, age 65, of Des Moines, died May 21st. Services for Julianne Cheslevig will be held on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Eagle Grove Evangelical Lutheran Church. Kenneth Escher, age 81, of Harlan, died Monday in Omaha. Services for Kenneth Escher will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Sharon K. Johnson, age 74, who's formerly of Atlantic, died May the 23rd in Nebraska. A celebration of life open house for family and friends of Sharon Johnson will be held Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at her home in Columbus, Nebraska. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.